We're back to the Neil Haley show here. And, you know, we talk about the American dream. And my guest today is going to get, you know, really describe that whole American dream. Entrepreneur Olga Voloshina. Olga, thanks for stopping by. How are you today?
Hello. Hello.
I am
here from Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. Fantastic. I'm over in Fort Worth, so we're not far from each other at all.
Yeah. I'm not,
we're not far at all from each other. So let's just jump right into it, Olga. And specifically enough, you're this American dream. Tell us, did you always want to be an entrepreneur? Was this something growing up you wanted to do?
No, that is just something that, you know, dream that came out of nowhere. It was just, you know, first we came to the United States in 1995. And at that point, we didn't even realize what are we getting into. And, you know, we were coming for a beautiful life, which, you know, I was surprised with the attitude of American people. On every person that I've met, first of all, you know, everybody smiled here. That was number one. And everybody was eager to try to help you with whatever it is. Like, you know, if they could not understand you, they would try to find a translator. If you needed to find something, they'll recommend you, you know, find the book or recommend you the person. And I was absolutely just surprised and encouraged by that. And I was a nurse back in Russia, and I came here with the dream become working in medical profession. But when we came here, I realized that medical profession here was very different. It was a lot like entrepreneurial. You have to do a lot of business, but you have to have a lot of business, like, you know, mind and dealings and, right. And all kinds of things. And I was like, well, that's a little bit different from my dream of being in medical profession. Why don't I become, you know, business major student? And I went back to college, studied international business and trade, studied computer programming, all kinds of different business classes and courses. Meanwhile, my husband started working for himself, because that was probably the easiest way of, you know, getting him. His English was not that very well, so it was easier for him to, you know, to find the work on the side. And little by little, our little business grew into one company. Then we branched another company. And now we're thinking on how we're going to diversify and do something else.
So tell us about the company. What's the company, first company you started, and then how all these companies grew from that?
The first company we started was a small construction company. We were doing, you know, little handyman services. Then we started doing some kitchen remodeling. Then it became kitchen and bathroom custom remodeling. And it became where, you know, we had jobs lined up for 2-3 years ahead of us. And we had never advertised. And I was, you know, very pleased. And my husband turned out to be very good in doing what he was doing. And I was helping him with the business side. And at that time, you know, I also worked and went to college and everything. But I was just, you know, helping him. And little by little, I became a business owner. And right now he tells me, like, well, there is a lot of things that I cannot do, whatever you're doing. So just, you know, that's your job. That's you do that. So it was, you know, wonderful adventure, just, you know, to see how from coming here with pretty much not knowing the language, not knowing the system, not knowing the culture, we had not even dreamed of, you know, having something like, you know, running our own company. And all of a sudden we're living our American dream that, you know, to me, I always turn around at myself and just like, is that us?
Yeah, exactly. So you go from that. And then what's the second business you got started?
And the second business, we branched out of our construction company when we had been called onto some emergency jobs when the houses got flooded or roofs had been destroyed by hail.
Right.
And we just, you know, branched out from just custom construction. We branched out to emergency water mitigation, fire mitigation, and anything that has to do with insurance claim.
Which is a huge business with tons of competition, but also tons of opportunities. You just have to be able to get there.
Dallas is, else. Yeah, Dallas is number one in our inhale. So, you know, out of the whole roofing industry, Dallas is number one. And, you know, without even knowing, we turned out to be right in the middle of this huge industry. It's very interesting. You know, when you say, when sometimes people ask me, what do you do? I'm like, well, we do roofs. You know,
it's just roofs, or you guys do other water damage stuff too?
Well, we do all kinds of, but, you know, it's very seasonal. Like, for example, you know, last February when we had that big, huge freeze, you know, all we did is water jobs. When there is a huge hail comes through, you know, that's all we do, just, you know, just roofs. So, you know, it's
and
very.
The roofs always stays because of the hail. The hail the roofs like crazy. I got it. And you hear that banging. I understand. And especially this time of year, right? Is this when you guys fix all the roofs from when the hailstorms were, right?
Yep. And, you know, and you would think that roofing is not very, you know, something that no girl would dream of, but it's actually pretty good. I love doing it.
Because especially because insurance companies are involved in that business model. So basically, I understand that because one of my clients is ServPro of Southern Butler. And so that's out in the Pittsburgh area, but they're a fire water restoration type company. And you know, there's a lot of different things in the Western Pennsylvania than Texas. You have different types of weather, but because insurance companies cover these water losses, all these different things, it's just, you got to act quickly or they're not covering it. And that's something you need to educate your customers, right? When they know there's a trouble, there's a problem, give you a call, right? As fast as
absolutely possible. Absolutely. And on the other side, you know, we are helping people at their most desperate time. And that is my favorite part, is because, you know, we come when people are at a loss, both, you know, physical and mentally, because, you know, they cannot imagine how they're going to function for the next 9 months. And when you tell them, like, it's going to last about 9 to 12 months, they were like, what? I thought it will be done in 1 month. No. So you work with a lot of people who had never been exposed to anything like that. And yes, it's a pleasure. It's like, you know, it's a something that you enjoy doing by the final results, because at the end, you know,
and because of your construction business, you add the other component. If there's a fire, basically you're going to be able to rebuild the whole thing. Some people just restore the thing. You're going to rebuild it. You're not just going to tear it down when there's a fire. I've been on site before with one of my clients and basically saw the whole thing gutted and fire, and they had to gut the whole thing out. So if there's a big fire, that's what you guys do as well. But then you'll do the reconstruction of it as well. So the other business fits hand in hand with your first business, right? Both together. That can.
You have to have pretty good, you know, to be a successful restoration company, you have to have extensive knowledge of construction materials, because, you know, it's plays a big role in restoration, because, you know, what's restorable, what's not restorable. So, you know, there's a lot of things.
Think about, they want things restored. They don't want to rebuild. They want to restore it. So that's your challenge in their whole process. For sure. Now, my question for you is, you said you have another business venture coming up? Is something else?
Well, yes, with everything, you know, that's been with pandemic and people unable to travel places and just, you know, people being, you know, closed in within the country itself or within the state, you know, we were thinking that a lot of people had a lot of success with Airbnbs. And that's another thing that we would love to do, because we, again, we know, have an extensive knowledge of construction. We know extensive knowledge of maintaining the homes. And honestly, I just love real estate too. So
hey, another great opportunity. So where can people connect with you? Where's the best place, especially, you know, just to learn about you? Because again, you're an entrepreneur as well, celebrity entrepreneur, doing all the different things you're doing, speaking, everything out there, can talk about different things. Where's the best place to connect with you?
Well, I have my personal website, olga.voloshina.com. And we're on Facebook, Olga Voloshina, and on Instagram, Voloshin6041. And from my personal page, you can get connected to both Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming by, and thanks for coming on the show. Very great to connect about what you're doing in the American dream. Great and very inspiring. Gives other people opportunity that they too can come from somewhere and just transform themselves. So thanks for stopping.
Yeah, we still have the best country in the world.
All right. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.